Welcome on, everybody. Share number 1597. We're learning today. Lilu Nishmas Moshe Doeg Ben Ravaron Zisu Lilu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shleima Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, we're in the middle of Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kiss. We spoke about last share, the interesting point, whereby somebody has an inexpensive item. We gave a beautiful mashal of a pen. The person has that special pen that doesn't leak or whatever. They don't give it out to anybody, even though it might be inexpensive, and you might have a more expensive pen that you don't like, right? Sometimes people have a more expensive pen, which is not good for them, but the inexpensive pen doesn't leak and so on, and it's punked exactly what you're looking for, and the same thing would apply by any type of item. So that would fall under Chasar and Kiss. I just want to make one, one thing clear. Last year I mentioned in reference to what I heard from Reb Shlomo Perl, there's a pen on the floor. They kick it, not to kick it to the side. It shouldn't get ruined, but be it as may. But again, that's only a place in time where your mamish need a place. A person's going there and they have to push it away. But a person has to be careful. I do want to, even a pen, even an item in general, which we'll talk about the guidelines, but an item in general that's klisha malachta le'iser, you're allowed to move if you need a place, right? You need a place or you need the thing itself to do something that's allowed to be done on Shabbos, right? In other words, I'm using, we'll give examples and how that works exactly when we get to it in the halachas of klisha malachta le'iser, but it's gufa, for gufa meaning that you're using it for a purpose that's allowed to be done. In other words, a pen is klisha malachta le'iser, unless it's that special pen we spoke about last year, it's Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kiss. But otherwise, it's Klisha Melachta Le'eser. Good, so you're not allowed to write. That I understand. I'm not writing on Shabbos, but if I use the pen for something else that is allowed to be done, right, that would be technically mutter in that place and time, or if I need the place itself. But the pen itself, let's say the pen is outside and I'm afraid it shouldn't get stolen or whatever the case is. So then one has to be careful. Then you would not be allowed to move it with your hands, be a dime, because it's for the pen itself. You would be allowed to move it with your elbows. By the way, or tilta bagufa. Let's say I take it with my elbows, right? Which is tilta bagufa, which we'll talk about how that works, and I move it inside. Okay, so then that's allowed to be done, tilta bagufa. But not when we say move, we're talking about move with your hands or not move with your hands, right? Because muksa in general, according to most shittas anyways, there are those who don't like it, but according to most shittas anyways, muksa in general could be moved begufay, meaning for just a famous example is with one's elbows, which I gave the example a while back. And when we say moving, we're talking about biyadayim, tilta biyadayim, moving with one's hands. Then we're going to see there's something called kalacha yad, which is in the middle, which we'll see how that works when the halachas of kalacha yad works if somebody moves something with sort of like the back of the hands, right? So that's not really tilta begufa, that's more kalacha yad, or shaking it off of something else. That's another example, you know, like there's a muksa on something else, so I want to shake it off. In a case in time when it's not a bosses. Buses meaning that you need certain conditions for that also. Buses meaning the foundation. In other words, it was put there with intent to stay there. We'll see how that works also. So that makes the item underneath it a buses, whereby the item underneath would also be muksa. But a case in time, that's not the case. It was just person came home, they just threw the car keys, it landed wherever, and you need the item underneath the car keys, so one will be allowed to just shake off the car keys. They want to pull out the item from underneath. There's a certain book it landed on, right? Whatever, they threw their car keys, it just happened to haphazardly land. You didn't put it with intent, so that would not be a buses, and they need, let's say, the book underneath on Shabbos, so they would be allowed to just pull out the book from underneath without moving the car keys with the hands. Okay, but be it as it may, that's called tiltal biyad. And for the davar haheter, which is the item that's allowed to be used, one is allowed to kill a kalacha yad. Again, I'm going a little bit off the subject now. We're going to explain all these things, but these are just various different points which come up, which people should be aware of, at least the basics till we get into it. As each Shabbos approaches, right? Because these things come up all the time. Then, so you have tiltal biyadayim with your hands, number one, which is the actual moving of the muksa. Then you have kalacha yad, which is the middle road, whereby sometimes yes, sometimes not, right? Like we just mentioned, you know, pulling the other item and, in other words, moving the item in a little bit of a different type of a way, like moving it through something else. And then you have, which again, we'll explain how that works. Then you have the begufay, which is mamish moving it with a part of your body, a totally different way than the regular way of moving it. Like I said, the famous case is with one's elbows or whatever the case might be. If there's another way with a, you know, a person could blow, sometimes there's muksa. I've seen in the past, I've read in the past also that sometimes you have a muksa where a person wants to blow it or whatever the case is. Let's say there's muksa in a place and it's not a klisha malachta le'isra and it's a very light thing, you just give it a little blow and it moves over. So that's sort of like begufay. These type of things. Okay, but again, we'll get to all that as we go down the road. Okay, so I just wanted to explain those three different ways of moving, actually moving an item. So when we say, so just ending off again, when we're talking about klisha malachta le'iser, and we say gufay, I'm a kaimai for the place or the thing itself to do something that is allowed to be done, we actually mean with one's hands, because tilt of a gufay to do it, move the item with your elbows, all the items, pretty much all the categories of muksa, could be moved in general. But when we say gufay, a makayme, place, or the thing itself to use for a thing that's allowed to be done, that's mamish, we're talking about biyadayim, tiltol biyadayim. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha baracha, kol tuv.